Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, we did it. We went through a whole year together. This is number issue 52, episode 52 of the Warrior Mind Podcast. When I look back on the year, the 52 previous episodes, it seems like it was just yesterday. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Rishi, who helped start the podcast and has now moved on to other things in his life, but appreciate him for giving me the inspiration and the support to get it started. And that was a year ago. And so really thankful for Rishi and helping me out with that. And now we are into a new year almost. So here we are, number 52. And what I'd like to talk about today is emotions and logic. When we think about goal setting and achieving different things in our life, the camp seems to be split. And, you know, some people think you have to be very logical in your approach and do things systematically. Others are just go for it, fly by the seat of your pants. And both have their place. And that's kind of what the talk is about today, is that both logic and emotions have their place in achieving personal success and reaching your personal goals. There's a saying that emotions create motions. And you can think of when you get very angry, you want to do something. When you get very excited, you want to do something. So there's this combination of you need to have these emotions with you to create the motion to go after what you want. But then the old saying is, if you go off half-cocked and not knowing what you're doing, you're not going to get there. And so part of it is being able to balance that out together. So you have goal setting. And part of what I'd like to ask you to think about is, when you set your goals, do you set them logically or do you set them emotionally? And if you set them emotionally, how well have you served them? I mean, how well have you achieved them? And if you set them logically, so the key here is not one is better than the other, but what supports you. Many times, folks will sit down and do emotional goals, and they'll make them so big because it gets them so inspired and so just revved up, but then they don't have a logical plan to get there, and then they don't achieve it. Others sit down and make the goals so logical that it's a duh. They're going to hit it, but it doesn't create any emotion for them. They go, yeah, I could do this any day. Why should I wake up early to get this done? So the key here is to have this fine line of making goals and making your dreams big enough where it creates that emotion, but yet also creating a logical way to achieve them so that you know you're getting there. And you know, I have a saying, you shoot for the eagle, you bag the pheasant, you don't eat crow. Well, that shoot for the eagle is this big goal that you want, and you bag the pheasant, which is something that you're acceptable with, and you don't eat crow, meaning that you're just not going to hit it at all. So what this part is, take a look at the things that you have accomplished in your life. How emotional were you about them? And many times we think of emotion as either good or bad. And again, that's your own perception of it. It's not good or bad, is does it serve you? Many times I have to get very, I'll just say, annoyed at a situation before I changed it. Yes, it is a moving away from. And then when I start the motion, the momentum of moving away from it, I get excited about where I'm going. So then I transition to a moving towards. And a good example for a lot of folks might be the gym. You know, they've stopped going to the gym. They put on a little bit of weight. The pants don't fit. They can't walk up a flight of stairs without getting out of breath. And so they get to the gym because they're moving away from. They're emotional about not wanting to buy pants. They're emotional about their potential health problems. So they go to the gym and they start working out, but it's a move away from. And if they just do that, they're going to go there and just do whatever they want. However, if they can combine that with a logical process, okay, I'm going to do cardio a couple of days a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, I'm going to do weight training, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to do a combo class or whatever it is, but you write down the logic behind it, then you got started because you're moving away from. You have a logical process on where you're getting to, and then for me, I get excited about where I'm going to. Like, I look at doing my PRs in the gym, my personal records, or I look at a certain goal for weight and body fat, and so I start looking at those, and that's what keeps me going. So there's this, the using the emotion to get you started. Sometimes you need to just get so sick and tired of being sick and tired that you need to have that, we call that fire lit underneath your butt. That fire may be a what we call a negative energy, you know, fear, anxiety, not anxiety, but fear, anger, something like that. Be aware of what gets you off the stick. Then create a logical plan on where you want to go. And then before you get there, shift your focus on where you want to go to. And again, this can be for relationships. It could be for health and fitness. It could be for business. It even could be for income. Let's just say you want to create a $100,000 a year income, and because you're sick and tired of only making $50,000. Well, great. So you're motivated because you don't want to be there. Acknowledge it. Know that there's more out there. Get excited about it. Create a plan. How many strategies can you have? Then create tactics around that. So you could start an online business. You could do speaking on the side. You could do tutoring work for kids at school. Whatever that is, right? These are just strategies to do that and create that logical plan. So you're using an emotion to get started. You're using your logic to look at how it's going to get accomplished. Then once you start seeing the results, shift it from I don't want to make $50,000 anymore to I want to make $100,000 because I'm going to be able to have a better life. Before you get to that $100,000, when you start hitting $75,000, $80,000, $90,000, get remotivated and say, you know what, this is going to be easy. I'm going to be able to hit that. What else do I want now? Okay, I want to do $110,000, and this is because I'm going to be able to give more to charity. I'm going to be able to travel. I'm going to be doing other things. And then you keep using this, the carrot, if you will, to keep moving forward. But you get the emotion involved, and then you create the logical steps. If we create the steps out of emotions, many times we don't see the additional resources that we need to get that accomplished. And that's part of using the logic to create the plan to achieve our emotional goal. So really look at your goals. Take a look at it. And if you see something and you don't get fired up about it, maybe it was set too logically. Maybe it's set in the Spock side of your brain, from Star Trek. But take a look at it. If you don't get emotional about it, how are you ever going to get off your duff to go after that? So think of what's going to get you motivated. If I don't like to go there all the time, but if it's a negative emotion, if it's something that you have to move away from, if it's, you know, you just don't want to watch TV, you want to enjoy life, you want to meet friends, you don't want to be alone anymore, you want to lose weight, whatever it is, or you want to be able to climb mountains, you want to be able to see nature, you want to experience cultures, those would be moving towards. Whatever it is, look at that emotion that's going to create excitement in you. What is that emotion going to be? And if you can't find it, get a hold of a coach, get a hold of a friend, because we are all emotional beings. We have emotions in us. And if they have been suppressed for such a long time, there's a reason why that. And that could be a safeguard, because I'm afraid, I don't want to be disappointed if I don't hit it, so I'm not going to get emotional about it. That's baloney. That's a losing way to live a life is, well, I don't want to try for it in case I don't get it. Wow. Then you need to get a hold of a coach. You need to get a hold of a coach, a friend, somebody, and really take a look at how is that really helping you live the best life you can. We all inside of us have greatness. And that greatness gets through inspiration, spirit within, and that translates to motivation to go after things that we want. We have desires. If we didn't have the means to achieve our desires, we wouldn't have those desires in the first place. So at some level, When you have a dream, when you have a vision, when you have a goal, at some level, your unconscious knows that you can achieve that. But it's your conscious mind that comes in and starts giving you the doubts. And then you logically come up with why you can't achieve it. So look at those emotions. Really get in touch with the emotions that's going to get you fired up about living life. And then sit down and say, what are some ways I can achieve this? What resources do I need? What resources do I have already? And lay out a plan as if you're taking a vacation, a driving vacation, a trip. You're going to drive from here to here. Well, you're not just going to go, I'm just going to go in the car and start driving around because I just want to go any place. No, you're going to go, I'm going to go from here to here, and you're going to be emotional about where you're going to go because I want to go to, you know, Florida because it's so great. I'm going to see Disney World and Epcot, and we're going to go see all these ones. So you get emotional about it. Then you go, okay, I'm going to drive there. And you start laying out your map, your roadmap. We're going to go here, we're going to go here, we're going to here, we're going to stay in this town, and you start doing it. So you logically know where you're going, but it got emotionally motivated by where you want to go. So I know that was a lot of kind of examples, but this is one of those topics that it has to be example driven without me coaching you one-on-one. If you're unclear as to how you can use this in your life, contact me. Ask for an introductory consultation. Be happy to work with you. But you know, this is all part of, if you don't have emotions, it really comes down to, you know, how have you programmed your mind and how have you programmed your life? And so with that, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will